Then they took this hazard ratio data and created what they call the Preoperative Endocrine Prognostic Index. The acronym is PEPI. What they did was follow basically a strategy that they adopted from the cardiovascular literature that develops a numerical score for predicting outcome in patients that undergo myocardial infarctions. So they measure multiple variables, and then based on the magnitude of the hazard ratios, assign points. So if a hazard ratio was between 1 and 2, it gets 1 point. If it's between 2 and 2.5, it gets 2 points, and so on. This particular scale has a range from 0 to 14 points, and each of the individual variables makes different contributions. When they evaluated this scoring in terms of how well it predicted response to therapy using the PEPI score now, they saw actually very strong, remarkable predictive ability. They divided the PEPI score into tertiles, the scores of 0, the lowest risk patients based on analysis of these standard prognostic factors in a post-treatment setting, neoadjuvant setting. They performed remarkably well. So at 5 years, there was almost a 95% recurrence-free survival, which is quite remarkable and led the authors to conclude that these patients could probably be managed without adjuvant chemotherapy. Much worse survival for the PEPI grade 2s and PEPI grade 3s. In the independent validation study, this was based on a trial referred to as the IMPACT clinical trial, which is a neoadjuvant mirror image of the ATTACK clinical trial. So in a neoadjuvant setting, patients were randomized to either tamoxifen or anastrozole or the combination of both, and the neoadjuvant interval was similar. Applying directly, without any more modification in the model, they applied the PEPI signature and got basically the same results. And in fact, for the good risk group, they even got slightly better results. There was 100% disease-free survival with the good risk results in that particular validation trial, much poorer results for patients with higher scores. So that leads the authors to conclude, and I agree with most of their conclusions, that this prognostic model that they refer to as PEPI, based on assessing pathological stage, ER status, and Ki-67 proliferation rate, and keep in mind these are standard things that we measure all the time, following neoadjuvant hormonal therapy is a powerful and inexpensive dynamic functional strategy to predict response in stage 2-3 ER-positive postmenopausal breast cancer. Patients with very low risk scores, these patients with PEPI scores of 0 following neoadjuvant hormonal therapy, and it's about 10% of the patient population, can probably be managed without adjuvant chemotherapy, remain on hormonal therapy alone, which would be a major change in therapeutic strategy. And I think, in a way, the most important result here to me is not necessarily the specific result, but it's just this basic idea of using a functional strategy to predict response in patients in a neoadjuvant setting. So we can get an answer in a few weeks to a few months about what is the best way or what is the likelihood of an individual patient not responding just to endocrine therapy, but probably other types of targeted therapies and chemotherapy in addition. And, you know, I'm not the first person to have thought of this, and there are ongoing trials doing just that.